Okay, we're into overtime, and I don't get a dime more. I don't get time and a half for doing overtime. I don't get anything for doing regular time. So overtime, once again, the bountiful harvest of riches that we unleash upon the airwaves and the internet every week for free. It's got to be stunning to you, or it's got to make you wonder whether or not I get stunned with a taser every week to go ahead and do this, to give away such high quality radio. Well, that's my gift, and I'm compelled to share. So for a while longer, as usual tonight, we're going to give you the overtime edition of the Extravaganza. 10 or 15 minutes worth, more maybe, if we could stretch it, if we've actually got enough to say to keep going. 718-633-3010 still has an open line, so hey, you know, we can take phone calls now. As I guess what it is, you know, people are a little uptight about going on the air. I assume that maybe they prefer a smaller audience. Well, you certainly got that now, as our pally Sean in Astoria has. Good evening, my friend.
Evening, John. I tried out your recommendation for that.
No. You didn't go to twogirlsonecup.com.
You don't want to know the results of...
Without giving away what you saw there, I'm curious how you reacted.
I didn't see anything.
What?
I don't want to disappoint you. It said AOL has identified this as a spam site and has blocked access.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. I just done ruined it for you.
Oh, man.
Well, you got AOL, so in other words, you got cut off. Doesn't mean everybody else did.
I'm going to have to check that now on my computer.
That's true, too. I didn't try it from any place else. I just went from there, so you might be right about that.
Wow.
As far as I'm just having a... what is this? According to his contract, he has to have an African American as one of his co-hosts?
No, it's nothing like that. It's not contractual. Imus has obviously come to realize that because he's never had a regular African-American voice as part of his show, and obviously because of the problems that he created for himself by making an intemperate remark that really didn't matter a fuck, except that it was blown out of proportion by the usual band of racial arsonists. Yeah, I guess you could say that they're spreading around some racial arsenic, too. Imus has taken the time to consider what he needed to do. And one of the things he obviously needed to do was to add a black perspective to the show, which also, in a way, acts as a safety valve against the responses he's going to get from a lot of people regarding the fact that he has long done racial humor. Now, when he does racially oriented humor, he'll be able to get away with it easier because it's a black person in the studio kind of playing along with it and who's involved in the routines and the skits. Kind of like I've heard stuff on Howard Stern's show. I mean, I've heard the most virulent forms of racism. They had a song on recently, I was listening to an old Howard Stern air check that I found online, where somebody did a song, I think it was called like the nigger song, and it used the word, 200,000-300,000 times in the course of the song, and throughout it, Howard Stern keeps saying, I don't know, Robin, should we play a little more of this? No, I guess not. Okay, we'll play a little more, because he's got Robin there, taking the heat off him, he can get away with doing those things and playing that material because he's got a black co-host. So that's one of the many reasons why Imus has decided to see to it that he's got a similar situation.
Yeah, Howard Stern, he's always impressed me as thoroughly uncouth. I read something in the on the computer today that an article that Stern commenting on Imus's predicament or whatever, and he's, according to Howard Stern, he said, nobody's going to listen to Imus.
Hold on a second, the video's coming up, hold on. There's the music. It's coming up on my screen, hold on a second. Oh, there it is.
I'm going to watch this over your shoulder.
Oh my God, no, too late, big guy, you have to see it from the start. No, too late, stand away, I swear, I'll turn it off, you have
what
to see it from the start.
What are you doing?
Oh my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You can't see this. All right. I'm turning it down.
S.O.B.
So Stern is convinced that nobody's going to listen to Imus, that they're all just going to listen to him for a week, and they're going to tune into him or whatever, as the case may be.
Well, Imus's numbers are probably going to be huge, at least for a couple of days, in the few markets where he's now on the air because of the wow factor. Everybody's going to have to check him out and see whether or not he's different, see if he's contrite or the same old cantankerous slug that he's always been. I'm hoping for the same old cantankerous slug. Not that I've listened much to Imus in recent years, but for the mere fact that he got smacked down unceremoniously for what I believe was a minor situation at best, I'm really glad that he's getting to come back. So at the very least, when he does retire, he'll be able to go out hopefully on top of his game and without having been fatally injured for a couple of words that were once again intemperate, but said humorously and never said with the intent of hurting anybody.
Humorously. That's why people tune into Imus.
Of course, and they tune in to hear the kind of "oh my God" statements like the one he made that got him canned.
You know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 20 degrees below zero out. Your coffee has no sugar in it. You need to laugh. You know, so that's why people tune into Imus.
Well, I'm hoping he can make people laugh again.
Grievously mistaken.
And I hear the full crew is back, including Bernie, including Bernard, and that would be a good thing. As long as they keep him under control.
Right. Well, what else was in the news this week? Barack Obama had breakfast with Mayor Bloomberg two days ago, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Hear about that one? They had bacon and eggs and whatever at some greasy spoon downtown someplace.
Sylvia's?
Yeah, it could have been. No! I don't know. But isn't Bloomberg Jewish? Can he have bacon and eggs?
Well, why not? I mean, he's not Orthodox.
He's crossing party lines a little bit.
Could be.
Right.
Not Jewish. Family converted years ago.
I don't know why you're talking from another room as though you're going to be heard on the air. The lack of professionalism on the part of some of my staff members never ceases to frustrate the fuck out of me. Go over to your microphone, will you, you stupid bastard? I can't hear cues when you're in the next room. What a rodent.
You just went to that site then. That was what that noise was?
Yeah, that was the music. That's the music that plays
can
behind
play
the
again,
presentation.
John?
What?
I'm not.
Don't you have another way of getting online other than AOL? Can't you just Google your way in with a separate browser?
I could try it via Yahoo.
Just try getting in some other way. I would certainly be curious as to what you think of twogirlsonecup.com. And by the way, here momentarily after we take another call or so, I'm going to invite the rest of the staff members over to this side of the facility and have them watch this video. By the way, even more fun than that is after you've watched that video, if you should watch that video, which of course I don't want you to watch, is to watch the companion video of Kermit the Frog watching that video. Which is truly hilarious.
All right.
But don't watch it.
Send you a couple of bucks next week, John, all right?
Thank you very much, my friend.
Okay.
And a good evening to Sean. Calling from Astoria, local boy makes good phone calls to the 11L Network and the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. Let's see if our buddy in St. Louis could do the same as we welcome aboard the Cracker. Howdy, Cracker.
Well, actually, Johnny, to tell you the ghost on the truth, I'm not in St. Louis today, but that's nice and true, and I do appreciate it. Okay, the crowd, well, yay. Okay. Yeah, I'm not in St. Louis today.
All right, not that we particularly care where you are. It's what you've got to say that's going to make or break this call.
Oh, man, there's so many multitudes of different layers of different things to like converse with you, man.
Wowee, what have you been doing tonight? A combination of drink and drugs or just one or the other?
Religion and religious politics. And then politics layered above that. I mean, it's a multi-layered thing, okay? Take, for instance, Johnny, you know, your favorite Van Gogh painting, as colorful as it may be, and can see the layers of colors that are involved. And I'll tell you what, man, what a fucking train wreck, huh?
Aha!
That would pretty much describe this call so far.
Well, I mean, basically, you know, I mean, train wrecks are a train wreck, Johnny. At any rate, you know, I just wanted to check in with you to let you know I was still alive. And no, I'm not in St. Louis. I'm up here with my beautiful little redhead. And
oh, I love redheads. I absolutely love redheads. As a matter of fact, you'll never see me down at the Club Lash wearing anything but red.
No. Hey, she has something to say to you.
Oh, okay, including the curly red-headed wig. Every time I get on AOL and display those pictures, drives the guys and the girls wild, I tell you.
I like those red pumps, too, you wear.
Oh, yeah, well, you're with the, oh, man.
Yeah.
With the white piping?
Woo-hoo. Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
White Castles. We stopped at White Castles this evening, John.
Uh-huh, yes.
Have you ever had White Castles?
I quite frequently have it before we go on the air because that's one of my staff members brings down here regularly.
And it's four blocks away.
Have you ever had a Dutch oven, Johnny? You know what a Dutch oven is?
I don't know, but it better not be sexual.
Oh, no.
It's a cooking utensil.
It's far from sexual. You can do it with your best friend. Like you and Steve Cole...
I don't want to do anything with my best friends.
Go on the same bed under the same duvet.
No. I prefer the cooking utensil. Man.
Okay.
Thanks for not including me in that, Craig.
Covers over your head, man, and you've been having a Dutch oven. What do you think of that, Johnny?
I think that's a good note to thank you for the phone call and get the hell out of here on.
Beware of, isn't it?
Yes, sir. All right, Cracker. Thanks again for your phone call. Question mark to 718-633-3010. You know, I have a capacity for doing disjointed segments of the show. Okay, disjointed shows. I will admit to that. But there is nothing spacier than a cracker phone call when he's obviously been indulging in probably in substances considered to be controlled. What's the matter with you over there? What's the matter, Michael?
I think I just cut off that last caller accidentally. Although, you know,
we get so few calls at this portion of the show, you're cutting them off.
I'm going to put his name up there anyhow, and you tell me if you.
All right, I'm going to wait to see the name come up and see whether or not I'm going to be happy about
this.
Do
we really want to hear?
Thank you so much. I do appreciate. Although, for all we know, maybe he went to twogirlsonecup.com and got to see what the rest of you didn't get to see. You know what I'm going to do? Abandon your positions. I want you gentlemen to come over here to
here
the
we
screen.
Go.
All right, and we're going to, hold on, we're going to go to...
Nobody call.
We're going to go, now the phones will explode.
This is a big monitor.
We're going to go to twogirlsonecup.com. Yeah, I think if I can bring it up here. All right, here we go, gentlemen. We're going to have the audio playing in the background. Here we are now. We are at the site, twogirlsonecup.com. There's also their new site, twogirlsonefinger.com, but we're going to stick with twogirlsonecup.com. Before we go to a video of Kermit the Frog watching Two Girls, One Cup, let's see
what this is about.
All right, let's see if this is any fun at all. Here we go, man. Here we go, folks. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
No!
Gross! Sports play by play, folks. You don't want to know what this is about.
No, we're not telling. No! Robin, are you? No!
Bye, I'm out of here. I wonder what Keith would think of this.
All right, okay. I think that's enough of two girls. Now, before you gentlemen go away, the ultimate Kermit inside job, I want you to watch Kermit the Frog react to twogirls.com. Yeah, let's see if we can get that video up here. Very slow refresh. Well, that's because I'm on the slow line. I got the high speed line is temporarily inhibited, inebriated probably because of the way this network is set up. So we're waiting and waiting and waiting for this thing to refresh. And the page cannot be displayed. I don't know what that means. Let's try getting that out of there. We'll try it again. I know it works. It has to work. Here we go. Here comes Kermit any moment now. As he reacts.
Hey, you ready to see this video?
Yeah, show it to me. Can't wait to see this. Alrighty. Oh, God! No! Oh, fuck! What the fuck? Oh! Oh, God, no! Oh, my God, these fucking... Oh, God!
Oh, if we could only tell you what we're looking at.
God damn it.
Oh, hey, oh,
that's incredible. All right, go have a seat, John. Oh, and I want to get the opinions of the staff. And I'm telling you, folks, do not go to twogirlsonecup.com. So, Michael, there are times when I wish we had a video subcarrier. And tonight, one of those times. Now, I was considering linking to this on our webpage, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
No, I would tell you right off.
Michael still looks like he hasn't recovered. I can't get a comment out of him. He is looks like that.
What's that ice cream?
David, calm down. How are you over there? Are you okay?
Still recovering from Kermit.
Kermit was I mean, that's such a perfect follow up.
Talk about a surprise twist at the end.
The question I had. Is why didn't he get Piggy to do it for him?
718-633-3010. If you have ignored my warnings and gone to the numeral 2, girls, numeral 1, cup.com. All right, don't type in the full word, just the numeral. It's 2girls1cup.com. I'm so sad that Sean... I wonder, you know, why would that be? That trying to get there, I mean, it's the World Wide Web. Why would it be that trying to get there via AOL would be blocked? It's almost like some form of censorship. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Then they didn't pass net neutrality. That can happen. And basically, well, okay, they said it was a spam site. So somebody just thought it was so disgusting it took it out, even if... person say had no child ratings on his.
That's not right. That's not right.
You're right. Well,
and I don't think there's any filtering that could stop this. I mean, the minute you type in the website and you click on it, this presentation begins. I mean, you don't get a second to watch it before you say, "Oh my god!"
Got to go through their router. It's got to go through their router. So someone had to complain about it, you know, and so they just stop it. You know, I mean, my site's because the way it was routed at the provider. Anything that went to the provider got zapped one night, so I lost my site because AT&T decided to take the 500 or so 5,000 people or subscribers of my provider and just say, bye, you can't get to your site because somebody was abusing it.
Well, that ain't right. Yeah. Excuse me, I need a drink here.
Yeah. Mm. Then it broke another cup, huh?
That tastes his choice, man. It's worth it.
Not the cup that you just saw it
on. No. I'll go down to Bergman's tomorrow and buy a bunch more. Imagine not calling the place Bergman's. They shut down Pergamon's. They didn't even take down the Pergamon's sign, but they call themselves Bergman's now, and basically they sell the same stuff, except they're paying their help now 1/16 of what the Bergman's help is getting paid. Have you recovered yet, Michael, enough to comment
on
that?
I have a strange craving for Carvel.
Well, they're closed, unfortunately. There are two in this neighborhood, but they're closed.
Now, well, there's still one down on over there. Isn't the one down on McDonald Avenue over there?
Yeah, but they're closed at night.
It's amazing. That survived in the neighborhood. There used to be a real Jewish neighborhood with a real old-fashioned Jew deli and all that. And now it's like pretty much all people that face Mecca and pray five times a day. Strange fucking things happen.
Actually, that block is pretty much, you know, gentrified because from what I can see, the different businesses there, I mean, I know the guy who owns the Silverado I worked with, put stall there, and, the pharmacy is a big pharmacy.
That's a nice side. There's a place to have your prescription filled about every 15 feet now in this neighborhood, which is not a bad thing, I guess.
Well, actually, see, he was the big guy, and the guy on... Just leak it in.
Yeah, I heard something leaking in the background. I was trying to figure out what the hell it was. Probably, you know, every time, well, we're not connected to AOL, so nobody can, you know, play with us. I keep showing. Might be the TV leaking, Joe.
Cirque du Soleil's Wintuk is currently wowing the crowds at Madison Square Garden.
All right, who cares, bitch? New York won. I watch this stuff.
Wait, we think
we have it on. I should have a news channel on in the background in case it's breaking news. Meanwhile, I've got on New York Run, which essentially repeats the same hours worth of news over and over again. It's all
That's like 7.2. You know, the same thing over and over again. You know,
That's stupid of me.
They do. If you had the high def channel, you got 7.2. They do break in for the network stuff and the local stuff. So you know, it's not really just an all repeat service. So,
because those people, you know.
Don't chase me, bro! Don't chase me!
That's what they should do with those folks. That's what they should do with us, actually, all things considered. Although the only thing I'm considering right now is just getting the hell out of here. Any last words? Nobody else has, and I thank you, by the way, for having the smarts, the common sense, to not go to twogirlsonecup.com. What's the matter with you?
He will always remember that scene.
You will see that scene. Tonight, you'll wake up, the proverbial cold sweat. All right, we're just going to take a call live here. Let's see if we got somebody on the line that made it through to twogirlsonecup.com. Good evening, you're on R&I.
Stop looking at my video. That was ice cream I was eating. Don't look at my video. That's supposed to be. Do I go on YouTube and look at you and your tube and your video? Stop looking at me when I'm in them. I was an ice cream cone I was eating.
Okay. Thank you for the phone call to 718-633-3010. I was just going to go to line two live, but the producer is actually, now he's on the ball. Now he's trying to do his job, preventing me from just going and taking a live phone call. All right,
it's Raul back.
Oh, it's Raul. All right.
Why did I hang up on you?
What the hell? If you know, we can go out on a high note, or we can just like insult our audience
one more time.
There you
what
go.
The hell?
Good evening. You're live on RNI.
Yes, Johnny. I put on that website that two girls, one cup. Done.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh man, you sick, Johnny? You need help. You need help. What would Fudgy the Whale think? What would he think? Tom Carvel is rolling over in his grave.
Tom Carvel would be trying to decide what to name that flavor.
Yeah, special this week. Two girls, one cup.
How would you 718-633-3010 if you saw and you have a name for that particular flavor?
Chocolate brown. It's very sick, John. You know why in Bombay we don't do these things? Why in Baropak? Why do people do this? Is it something that you have nothing to do? The Hasidic women don't turn you on, Johnny. What's going on? Wasn't Stella Hasidic?
Actually, no. She was a little acidic with her personality. Yes. But.
Oh, it is very sick, John. You've given me nightmares.
Finally, payback.
This guy, 2 weeks in a row, he played songs which I forgot about by the time I got home, so I didn't have to worry about it.
All right, we're not going there. All right,
it's a bad dream.
All right, okay, yes, indeed.
Well, Johnny, I wish you a good night and maybe a good shrink will help.
I doubt it. Okay, that's it. We hung up on that call, didn't we, Michael? Like,
yes, we did.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, well, that is a wrap. And once again, do not go to twogirlsonecup.com and definitely do not watch the Kermit the Frog reacts to twogirlsonecup.com video. Stuff follows that, which actually makes it almost worth your while to go there. But I'm warning you, don't. What's the matter with you? What?
Nothing.
All right. I'm going to take one last phone call. Probably the same guy again. I got
writer's cramp from writing down.
I know.
Go ahead.
What shtick you going to do there, pal?
Harry Kelso, what a disgrace showing those two folks.
It was pretty poor shtick. Okay, folks, that's it. I'm out of here. Big guy, any last words? I'm out of here. I don't believe I said something that cliche.
Bye.
You're right. We're gonna go watch Two Girls, One Cup
again. No, I'm not.
I just gotta say, for Steve's benefit,
1-800-COS-FOR-KIDS.
You know,
I kind of like that.
I'm taking the camera with me because there's a billboard for that right on Woodhaven Boulevard.
All right.
Yeah,
take a
picture. Oh, no!
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Donate your card today. Come on, everybody.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Hi ho.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.